Chad and Nate, presented by SCL Mortgage. Here's Chad Brown and Nate Jackson on Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
John Clayton, senior Broncos writer at DenverFan.com. John's presented by Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, and scenic views. Happy Thursday to you, John. How are you doing, buddy?
Good. Happy Thursday to you and everybody else.
Right on, man. We just had Jake Plummer on talking about the Teddy Bridgewater non-tackle. I think you would guess from the kind of quarterback Jake was, he was saying, hey, you got to do anything you can as the leader of your team to help bring that guy down. Where do you come down on this quarterback tackling thing, specifically Teddy Bridgewater's non-tackle last Sunday?
Well, I'm not as critical as everybody else is because, again, we watched Baker Mayfield in Cleveland try to make a tackle on something very similar, and he ends up getting hurt, and now he's the most beat-up quarterback that he's ever been. And so it's like, certainly it would have been great if he's able to do it, but the quarterback's got to be the quarterback. I mean, his job is to run the offense, not necessarily to make tackles. I mean, it'd be nice if he could be able to help out a little bit, but I'm not as critical on this one as everybody else is. I mean, let's put it this way. They did not lose the football game because of Teddy Bridgewater not making a tackle on a touchdown back like that. I think they lost the game because they played poorly. They gave up too many yards. They didn't stop the run. Maybe I'm wrong on this. And it's nice to say, okay, you're a quarterback, you're a football player, you should make the tackle, but your main job is to be the quarterback.
So, John, Mike Evans suggested in a column he wrote for DenverFan.com that the Teddy ire over this play is more of a cumulative trauma from all the years of anguish trying to find that right quarterback and perhaps some of Teddy's poor play this season. Do you think Teddy has played well enough? And in particular, that game, you talked about that play not being the difference. Mm-hmm. Do you think Teddy played well that game? The offense obviously was struggling.
No, I mean, he didn't play well in this game because, again, it's like one of the things that I know that Pat Shurmur, before going on COVID-19, kept talking about, you need to get off to the fast start. And, you know, he got off to the fast start, certainly in the Green Bay game, but again, he didn't get off to a fast start. They had a bad first quarter. They didn't do too well. But again, it's like, what's the option? Because, I mean, Drew Locke wasn't available because of COVID-19, and he hasn't been, you know, really all that good. I think he's done okay. I mean, not great, but I think he's done okay. But it's like, everybody wants to pin the blame on, you know, one or two players, and that's not right. And I think that in this case, you know, Bridgewater has been accurate. He doesn't make too many turnovers. You know, he does some decent stuff. Is he great? No, he's not great. But again, he's good enough.
Good enough. Good enough to win in the NFL. Is that what you're suggesting?
Well, they're 5-5. I mean, yep. So it's like it's good enough to win. I mean, it wasn't good enough in that game, but again, good enough to win against the better teams. Well, we'll see. But then, you know, when you take away three starters from the offensive line, you take away, you know, you rebuild the entire linebacking core. You have now a couple guys out in the secondary. It's like, is it all Teddy or is it all, on the team itself? And again, it's like when you can't stop the run and you can't block anybody, I mean, again, it's like that's where some of the problem has to go too.
Now, I will say, statistically, Teddy has not been awful, but when you are leading the league in third down completion ratio, but you're last in the league in third down completions that actually get first downs, then that indicates, you're not throwing the ball, far enough downfield. You're becoming the check down Teddy that so many people feared you would become, when you were named the starter. And that seems to be the case as the season has gone along and the Broncos have played tougher opponents. Teddy has regressed with his aggressiveness. He's regressed in the downfield threats. And I understand you're missing some guys like KJ Hamler and there are some banged up guys in the offensive line, but the Ravens got hit with an incredible hit of injuries. They're still finding a way to win their division. The Broncos are last in this division. So, you can look at the numbers for Teddy Bridgewater, but the numbers don't meet up with the reality of playing true winning football.
Yeah, but again, it's like if you're comparing Bridgewater with Lamar Jackson. I mean, Lamar Jackson has been an MVP. There's never been a conversation where Teddy Bridgewater has been anywhere close to an MVP. He's a good quarterback. He's an efficient quarterback. But also, too, he's not a great quarterback. And he never will be a great quarterback. I mean, you know, he came in and you know, tried to settle things down and certainly got the three games against the bad teams and was able to do great stuff against them, against the better teams. I mean, he struggles a little bit. But, again, it's like, what do you expect? I mean, again, it's like, you know, you are for what you're paid to be. And, again, he's not paid like a top-level type quarterback. And certainly, you know, they're going to have to try to go find something different after the season. But, you know, this is, I mean, the season itself is not going to be on how, I mean, because, again, what's the option? Is Drew Lock the better option? And I think the option is no.
I want to talk about Drew Lock because there was a 50-50, at least supposedly, competition this offseason in training camp, right? They didn't know who was going to be, Teddy or Drew. We don't know yet, and so we can't call it. Well, they ended up calling it right before the season and gave Teddy the job, but have been reluctant through Teddy's injuries and his struggles to put in the guy who almost beat Teddy out. Why do you think that is? Was the competition just a facade, or has Drew fallen from grace in their eyes since that has happened?
No, I think, I mean, Teddy's been better. I mean, it's like, you know, you look at Drew Lock, it's like, okay, he still makes mistakes. He still makes turnovers. He still makes interceptions and all that different stuff. Now, obviously, right now, he hasn't been available because of COVID-19. And, I mean, he's going to be available. But, again, you look back at last year, I mean, he was tied for the interception league in the National Football League. I mean, he hasn't developed like they hoped he would. And so it's like, you know, I think Teddy's been better, and that's why he's starting. But ultimately, I mean, is Drew Lock the better quarterback? Is he more talented? Absolutely, he's more talented. But is he a better quarterback? No. I think Teddy's more efficient.
To move it to what's probably going to be the case after the season, we're assuming that Vic Fangio and his staff will probably not be here as the Bronco coaching staff. Does the ownership or uncertainty of the ownership situation make it difficult for George Payton to move quickly after the season to get a staff in place?
I mean, it could, because, again, you don't know who's going to be part of the new ownership, and the new ownership would like to be, I'm sure, part of the decision. But, again, it's like if you're George Payton, you've got a 6-year guaranteed contract. I mean, you just got to operate as best you can and get the best people available to come in and coach, whether it's on head coaching and the coaching staff, period. So it's like it won't be easy, but again, it's like it's a very attractive job. I mean, you know, as far as the possible sale of the team, it's a very attractive franchise because, I mean, what is it, the 10th in revenue in the National Football League? You got great home field advantage and all those different things, but I mean, you know, George has to operate as best he can, and again, I think that George has operated pretty well so far in his first year trying to acquire talent and put the team in a position where at least, you know, they can make a run for the playoffs. But in the end, this is not going to be an easy situation, knowing there's going to be a likely ownership change.
Good stuff, John. I always appreciate it, buddy.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, John.
That was John Clayton, senior Broncos writer at DenverFan.com. John is
Hello! I'm done with my segment!
John is presented by Twin Peaks, Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views.